Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That is the telephone number here at Free Talk Live. You call in, take control of the airwaves. Actually, the phones are packed right now, so if you are trying to call, you're probably going to get a busy signal.
More people with the secret sauce.
Keep trying. As we attempt to decipher how to beat the state for dummies, a step-by-step guide written and produced by, well, no one, because it doesn't exist.
But we're piecing it all together tonight.
Well, are we?
Sure.
No, we're not. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
I do want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is definitely the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now. Click on Get Started at the top of the page. And when you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about cryptocurrency, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines for all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, getting a wallet, mining, trading, all the latest crypto news, all on a slick and very easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. All right, let's go to, we got Joe in Virginia. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
So, hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
So friends of mine made me aware of this. There's a Javelin weapon, like an anti-tank missile being sold on the dark web out of the Ukraine.
Ooh.
And it's on pre-order. They're also selling grenades and, like, certain guns and stuff like that.
So aren't these the exact weapons, the part of the 300,000 guns or whatever that the military left, quote-unquote?
Well, that's Iraq. This is, Afghanistan. This is from the Ukraine.
Oh, okay.
This is the aid package that the Americans are sending over to the Ukraine that are now being resold in the dark web. Because
exactly.
The war is a hoax.
And so I just want to point this out because we're talking about it. It seems incongruent to me.
Inconceivable.
Incongruent to me that the United States government, quote-unquote, the people calling themselves the United States government, would, A, send a whole bunch of guns over to the Ukraine, while simultaneously B,
guns are bad.
Guns are bad for you, citizens of the United States.
No, no, no.
Isn't that ironic?
Spike Cohen, libertarian guy, have you seen his tweet? He goes like,
no.
Oh, okay. He goes like, they want to sanction the Russians because the Russians are enemies. They want to arm the Ukrainians because the Ukrainians are friends. In a totally unrelated note, they're trying to take your guns away.
Joe, go ahead.
I forgot where I was going to say.
Oh, on the dark web, they're selling missiles and
Javelin
grenade
missiles
launchers and
from Stark Industries.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's if you search on Twitter, like dark web Javelin missile, you'll find like the picture and like somebody tweeted about it. But I want to mention something else.
That's a honeypot. If it's on Twitter, it's a honeypot.
All right, what's the other thing you want to mention?
I had a vanity plate back in the day. I used to live in Oregon. It was Novama, Novama. And they let me have it, and I still have them.
What I find funny is when Obama was president, every now and again you would hear somebody referred to like Obama and then use the word nation, right? And so like if you put nation and Obama together, it sounds like abomination. Hey, thanks for the call, Joe. We appreciate it. Let's move right along to, let's go to, what do we got? Hang on. Technicalities, stand by.
Beep, boop, 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 boop.
Hey, thank you.
It's the actual sound it makes, too.
Sarah in New Mexico.
Glad to have you back, Dick.
Sarah? Are you with us? Sarah? No, put Sarah back on hold. All right. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David.
B
Annoying.
David, just be yourself. All right, what's on your mind, David?
Hey, man, I've got it mastered. I've been doing it for, 10 years before Richie showed up.
We know.
Annoying.
We know.
So, yeah, that's an actual thing.
Is that your topic today?
I'll work it into my topic.
Or is that just what you're doing?
That's a given, dude. That's just the constant, the steady state. Annoying.
Hey, you said it.
That's what we call the baseline.
Yeah. Right. So, but Richie said it works, and it does. And for instance, there's a bunch of judges at the Metro Court, for instance, and there's one woman who's a judge who I approve of. I think she's Maria Dominguez. Okay. And the rest of them are a bunch of ninnies, and I found that recently I had like four different cases all at once when that UNM radio deal was going on, and the female judges at the Metro Court started they were excusing themselves, they were
recusing.
I forget the actual. Recusing themselves, and my cases kept ending up back at in the Victor Valdez, who I get along with, and I think is a stand-up dude. My cases kept ending up back in his courtroom, and we get along just fine, and everything goes just fine. So I think that's a case of being annoying, and people will kind of get out of your way. And piece of history is that back in Vietnam, and I'm sure this goes farther back than this, but in Vietnam, the prisoners of war discovered that, and this isn't exactly annoying, but in a way that it is, they found that if they made the guards beat them before they gave them any information, they got fewer beatings. In other words, make them, stand up to them, make them beat you, and then they want to do it less. And that's a type of being annoying, and that goes back to, like I said, POWs in Vietnam actually use that, and I'm sure if you search it, you can find the actual citations on that. I don't remember where I found
them. Punch themselves out.
Hey, David, thanks for the call. I really expected you to be slightly more annoying, but it was a fair to middling attempt. We'll give you that.
Sort of on point with the rest of the conversation.
Thanks for the call. Let's move right along to, let's go to Bad Slave in New Hampshire. Bad Slave.
Thank you, guys.
It's on your mind.
And Nikki. There are people out there that have written, she asked for a book, this guy, David Champion.
I've heard that name before. He's popped up in my news feed.
I still follow him on social media.
On social media, right, yeah.
Big Champion for Liberty.
Yeah. What's the book?
And he's written a book, so.
What's the book,
you know? It costs like $50 or something. Huh?
Do you know the book?
I can't remember the title of it, but if you just go to his, page.
Yeah, it's fine. We can find that. What was your topic today?
Yeah. And there's Joe Bannister, who used to actually operate as getting people off of the tax rolls. I mean, ultimately, you just have to get yourself into that realm of non-taxpayer. And
do you have personal experience with this non-paying taxes? And being able to exist.
I've done it since the 90s.
Successfully.
So you haven't paid taxes since the 90s, is that right?
Correct. And I'm retired now, so I'm actually collecting Social Security.
Okay.
As I expect to take as someone who paid into it. For many, many years.
I'm going to put you on blast real quick, Bad Slave, because I'm privy to some information that I think you might be hiding from the rest of us.
Huh?
You see?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I need to bring this up, or you want to?
Just bring that. I'm not afraid of whatever.
Says bring it. Bring
want to settle this out back?
No, I'm just, this is not necessarily public information, but I'm just privy to it. Some issues with the tax man? of your own locally here in New Hampshire?
Oh, that's the local tax man.
Okay. Different taxpayer.
Thanks for the call, Bat Slave. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up. More of your calls and more fun with us.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Just wait for it.
Sorry, I jumped the gun. Turn on the microphone so I can scream.
Your zeal is appreciated, but... 603-283-6160. That's the phone number here at Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio talk program where you can call, take control of the airwaves, talk about, well, anything that's on your mind. We've been talking about all sorts of fun stuff. Tonight seems to have sort of a tax vibe to it, or how to get out of taxes, or how to, like...
Every sovereign citizen-y.
Yeah, it has all that vibe to it, like, oh, you're... When you see your name in all caps, it means that you are a corporation. But if your name's not in all caps, then you're just you, somehow.
Sure.
And what else was it? The state will never call you a man. They will call you the taxpayer. They will call you...
The IRS definitely doesn't call you anything other than the taxpayer.
The taxpayer, the defendant, you know, things of that nature. They will never refer to you as a man, if you're a dude, or a woman, I guess, you know, or...
Something
question mark,
like,
yeah, if you're, you know, a Wookiee or something, you know. So, we've been talking about that, but...
You know, I wonder if you could get a Klingon translator in court. That'd be something interesting.
Kapla!
We're going to need a translator.
That would be fun. That would
Klingon-y.
Be
what language?
That
Klingon?
Would be fun. That would be fun to do. Like, yeah, my client only speaks native Klingon, so we're going to have a translator. Like, you just whisper into his ear, and they go, blah, 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 or whatever. You know, and then, okay,
can we put an activist
saying?
Bounty on that? Like $100 towards anyone who gets a Klingon interpreter for the court hearings? I think I could swing 100.
You've heard it here first. I'll split that with you.
Okay.
I'll put 50 towards it.
All right.
Yeah.
Video evidence of a Klingon translator in a legitimate, you know,
courtroom setting. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. You heard it here first on the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Jack in Ocean Shores calling. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's not Jack. It's all caps. J-A-C-K.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not Jack. It's Jack. In Ocean Shores, Washington.
Scream, but I was talking about plea deals. I've called in before years ago about I basically worked for, I was a sales manager for a construction company, really short. He stopped paying me. I continued to work for 2 months. And then I left and I tried to get my paychecks. And he had a friend who was a cop, and a really good friend in this Clark County, Washington. And they came and arrested me. And I was going to talk about taking a plea deal.
Okay.
What was the arrest for, first of all?
They called it cyber stalking.
Because you were contacting this person repeatedly trying to get your money.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the prosecutor, when I went to court, and I'm fast-forwarding a lot, but they came and arrest me, beat me, and all kinds of weird crud. And I'm, by the way, you know, I had, like, a Trump flag up, so don't think these people are one way or the other. They work for the government. But long story short...
yeah, they don't care who you voted for.
See, but if you would have just used their system to file a claim against your employer and take it into their court system...
But, yeah, they harassed the heck out of me. But the prosecutor drugged me over to the side, how they do out of the court, you know, if you guys have been there. They said, you know, 4 days in jail and $4,000 fine or whatever. And when you know you're innocent, you should never take a plea deal. I knew I was innocent. I never said anything mean. I didn't threaten him. I really didn't. And I had every right to. But, you know.
I like that sentiment. It's not always the case, unfortunately.
It is a overriding sentiment in the freedom activist community.
Yeah.
That generally speaking, plea deals are something you should not do. If for nothing more than to, you know, waste their time. Now, you're wasting your time as well, so you have to take that into consideration.
Understood. But innocent or guilty, right, if they want you, even though you're innocent, they will get you on something.
Yeah.
But they don't want to take you to court and spend the money.
Maybe.
That's how it
depends what it is, I suppose.
Sometimes taking the plea is damage mitigation.
Yeah, I think, Jack, in your situation, you know, the court isn't the one coming after you. Or you were suing your former employer, and there was he a former cop? I don't know how the cop was involved.
Friend
was a cop. Okay, so, but like, you know, this really is more like an individual versus individual situation, if I understand it correctly.
Civil. It should be civil.
Yeah.
But he used his friend he watches football with every Sunday, who happens to be a sheriff, which brings up the rest of the fraternity of cops, and they six of them showed up for me, and I said, you could have just called me, threw me down to the floor, and they thought this person I worked for, who's the friend of the cop, said I was, like, threatening him, and he was, like, a really evil salesman type, and he had convinced his friend I was very threatening, and I wasn't at all. That's why I got dismissed. They took my cell phone. You know how they take your cell phone and
yeah.
They look everything up. I didn't say anything mean to them at all. I said, where's my paycheck? I kept on going to the bank for 4 or 5 days. Bank of America. I live downtown Vancouver, Washington, across from Portland. I go to Bank of America, and they're like, this check ain't no good. He was just writing me bad checks. To all the Hispanics that were our sub-crews, I mean, just a terrible human. And then he used his evil human cop friend to arrest me and harass me. I mean, it was awful. But I did not accept the plea. That's why I called.
Yeah, and I agree with you in principle.
By the way.
I'm sorry?
Dismissed.
Excellent.
Everything got dismissed.
Now, outside of this one interaction that you've had, you know, have you had any other interactions where you did not take a plea?
No.
Okay.
But I'm thinking they're so far, you know, it's either 40 years in prison or 6 years and, you know, 3 months of probation.
Yeah.
So they're obviously trying to really bait you.
Yeah.
With that kind of stuff.
The simple fact of the matter is that if everybody who had a summons to court for whatever decided to take it all the way to court, that the court system isn't designed. It isn't big enough. There's not enough employees and enough space
right.
to take all of these trials to court. And so the idea being that the system would sort of collapse at that point because it can't facilitate its own prosecutions.
So here's an interesting thing. At least in Hawaii, they trick you into giving up your right to a speedy trial because they send you to the public defender's office, which is, again, I learned, not necessarily your constitutionally appointed attorney.
Right.
But the public defender's office is so behind on caseload that they're not going to get to you in time. So they're like, well, if you want to talk to the public defender and get your attorney, you have to waive your right to a speedy trial.
Oh.
Right. Otherwise, you have to come back to court without an attorney and deal with it yourself.
That doesn't sound legal.
That does. That's how they do it. Because most people go like, okay, fine, I waive it, and I get my attorney.
Well, and most people don't really care either. They're... whatever.
Jack?
I just think don't pick the plea deal. I think it's a better gamble. But they have it so messed up. It's either 30 years or 10 years versus probation.
Yeah. They're really 30 years is a long time, man.
Yeah, I don't blame you, Jack.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it.
Well, it's those fear tactics, too. You know, you tell somebody that they're risking spending life in prison. That's terrifying for most people. They don't want to take that risk.
I mean, even a year, really.
Yeah.
Even if you're innocent, that's a big risk, knowing they have this deck is stacked against you.
Exactly.
603-283-6160. Do you agree? Never take the plea? Give us a call. Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's ongoing talk in Washington about how the Biden administration will work with Congress to regulate guns following a recent string of mass shootings. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi putting forward a gun bill that will be voted on in the House next week. Democratic Senator from Connecticut, Chris Murphy, with an update on the bipartisan negotiations.
I've never been part of negotiations as serious as these. There are more Republicans at the table talking about changing our gun laws and investing in mental health than at any time since Sandy Hook.
That audio courtesy of CNN's State of the Union. Rough seas are predicted along the East Coast because of Tropical Storm Alex. The storm that drenched Florida with heavy rain turned into a tropical storm Sunday, becoming the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Abbott Nutrition on Saturday restarted production at its baby formula plant in Sturgis, Michigan. Operations were halted 4 months ago over possible product contaminants leading to a nationwide shortage of baby formula. This as Operation Fly Formula continues with millions of cans of baby formula being flown in from around the world, including the United Kingdom and Australia.
We'll be supplying 2 million cans, that's 54 million bottle feeds between June, well actually between next week and November to American parents. A crisis like this in the biggest consumer economy in the world should never happen.
Will McMahon, the co-founder of Kendall Mill Baby Supply Formula. Josh Duggar is appealing his conviction after being sentenced to 12 years in prison for possession of child pornography. His lawyers arguing the government didn't disclose evidence against him in a reasonable amount of time. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Keep it up. We might even sound professional.
One day, the Sunday will be the most professional show.
It's funny. You would think the more meowing, the less professional we would sound. That's funny. Yeah.
But if you can harmonize it in key.
The irony is not lost on me. 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. This is Free Talk Live. You can call in. We've got some calls on hold. I, however, have a little bit of thanking to do. I want to say thank you to Nelson Aquino, who is a platinum amplifier. What's an amplifier, you might ask? Well, it's a person who decides they want to help get this radio program onto more radio stations and help promote us wherever, nationwide, worldwide, on the internet, on satellite stations.
It's an internet fiction is what it is. You and your screen names. Lowercase letters.
Nelson Aquino gives, I don't even know what platinum is, $50? It's silver, gold, and platinum. I think it's in that range. It's a lot of money because they enjoy this program. They enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the characters that we are, the topics that we bring up. They enjoy the callers. They enjoy that we're really the only nationally syndicated radio program that talks about things in the way we do from the perspective of freedom, liberty, peace, and prosperity. How do you become an amplifier? Visit amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com, and you can see the different levels of contribution. We only ask for $5. That's the minimum, but you can give more if you enjoy us that much. If you've gotten that much value out of this program, we certainly appreciate it. You get some perks. It's kind of a Patreon-type setup, so there are some things that you get, but that's not why you should contribute. You should contribute because you find value in this program. So become an amp over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Nelson Aquino. You are appreciated. All right. Moving right along, let's go to the state of Michigan, where we have a person who goes by Major Payne. You're on Free Talk Live.
Captain Tom.
What's on your mind, Major?
Welcome back to Sticky.
Thank you.
By Moonbeam. You shine at night, baby girl.
What's on your mind, Major?
Well, we never quite got it straight. You want me to tell you jailhouse stories or how I bucked the government or how it's bucked me?
You just make sure you pronounce the B in buck the government,
yes,
but let's tell that.
I used to actually have to, my ex-wife, one of her favorite tricks was to find a stupid green horse and bring it home for me to break, so I've been bucked many times.
Go on.
I just thought that was kind of funny how it came back to me like that. Never mind. So I have always tried to not pay taxes.
I think everybody tries that.
Adult life.
You just do Nikki's solution. Just don't pay.
Just stop.
Well, no, working under the table, then it's not recorded and yada yada yada.
Yeah,
right?
Earn as much as you can without it being reportable.
If you earn under 13 grand, I don't think, well, at least that's the way it used to was. You don't have to file. But
get a job delivering pizza and just sell Bitcoin on the side.
Well, no, I'm a carpenter, so I can usually pull side hustle.
Oh, yeah, definitely. With a skill like that, any of the trades are definitely viable for side hustle. I mean, you could really make a full-time income just side hustling, so to speak, with any of the trade skills.
I have done so my whole life, but I'm finally old enough where I could file for Social Security. And because I have bucked them my whole life, I get $344 a month.
That doesn't sound like much at all.
No, it don't. But there's a little bit of sun coming over the ridgeline. When I turn 65, I'll be able to. The girl that I talked to on the phone, she actually hooked me up with some proper info. When I turn 65, I can file for SSI, and that'll take me up to 784 or something.
Okay, I was going to say that three. I think I've had bigger bar tabs than the 300 and whatever dollars you mentioned.
I mean, I don't know what the cost of living is in Michigan, but it seems like it's rising everywhere.
It is.
And I don't think you could get very far on that in most places at this point.
Well, I've been off the grid for 20 years. And everything I got is paid for.
Okay.
So
except for the property taxes.
I can ride pretty low in the saddle, so to speak.
Okay. All right. Okay. I mean, if it works for you, fantastic.
The thing is, I just had a thought and it ran right out my head.
It's gone.
Getting a tilt in my head.
Just like that, it vanishes.
Fuck it back.
Oh, poof. All right. Dust in the wind, my boys.
All right.
Peace be with you.
Appreciate the call, Major.
And also with you.
He was bucking the government.
Right on.
I have to over-enunciate the buck. In
absolutely.
Buck the government and buck the system. I wish he remembered what the buck he was going to say.
Change that vanity plate to BCKFLM.
What's FLM?
I don't know.
My life?
Oh, FML?
No. It was.
Oh, did I make some of my letters?
BLM,
right?
Right. So I'm saying, just swap the first letter.
I see.
Too mad of a joke for you.
I mean, maybe.
Because then when you pronounce it, right?
The captain has varying degrees of coherence, depending on the moment. Sometimes I call it moments of genius.
Okay.
Right. So sometimes I'm just an idiot.
Let me see if I can enunciate this without, breaking any rules.
I'm laying out a thing. So sometimes I'm just an idiot. Sometimes I'm, average. Sometimes I'm smarter than the average bear. And sometimes, every now and again, I will say something that, you're like, did the captain just, wow.
Write it down quick.
Holy crap. Like, I call it
meme that.
Moments of genius, right? So I just kind of meander through life and, you know, occasionally doing idiot things or, you know, getting by and, you know, maybe sometimes doing, like, you know, better than average, but, like, once a year, twice a year, maybe I'll have, like, a moment of genius. It's not real men of genius. I know what you're talking about. You're like, Mr. Guy who had a moment once this year. Right? Here's to you, Mr. Moments of Genius. You're waving the big foam finger in the air for yourself or whatever, right?
Those are great.
Yeah. I had a point now, but much like the major, it has escaped me.
What I was saying is if you just change the letters on that vanity plate that we started with, it would be Buck Black Lives Matter.
Instead of FCK, just BCK?
BC, but then change the first letter, because when you when you transpose letters, that's what happens.
Okay. I see what you were doing, but I don't think transposing the other letter really serves any purpose.
Okay.
You just change it to BCK, BLM.
No, because then you're not doing the transposition of the letters.
But why do you have to transpose the letters?
Because that's what makes things funny.
Oh, is that what makes things funny, Nikki?
Ha ha!
Like Buck Futter.
We're dancing on landmines here. So we're doing every time.
Be very careful.
Hey,
and saying it properly.
Anything. I'm a good girl, so don't look at me.
As I look over at you.
Put it on the bladders.
Anyways.
All right. I just want to mention a couple of things that we don't have time to get into. Number one is tens of thousands of chickens killed in Wright County egg farm fire. This is just yet another. There's been 19 so far in 20.
Another isolated incident of a food processing burning down.
Can I quickly sprinkle a little bit of unsolicited advice for our listeners?
Yes.
Get out of whatever city you're in, go buy property, and start a farm, because soon you will not be able to afford food at the grocery store. Exit society now. The warning signs are there. The writing's on the wall. Get out while you can.
I like the memes that have been going around, which shows like the old grandmother like looking down over her glasses and pointing at you like, you're going to find out why your grandmother saved her tinfoil and washed it off and kept bacon grease and orange juice can on her stove real quick.
I'm pretty sure in Michigan, there was one of those places several years ago that banned front yard gardens.
Oh, yeah.
When people tried to grow their own food, and they said, no,
lame.
You cannot.
Look, the reason you want to prepare is for just in case. Right? So, just in case, you should prepare.
Or just to be self-sufficient and independent and not reliant on the system.
That's a much better reason. 603-283-6160. How prepared are you for any kind of disaster?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control, but you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Segment of tonight's program here at Free Talk Live. We had mentioned something about preparing, be independent. And Nikki had said, you know, buy some property, start a farm, a
take
garden,
things
something.
Into your own hands. Like, people are complaining about everything, yeah. The government, this, that, the other thing. Just do it yourself, man.
And if you can't,
yeah,
do what Nikki suggests. If that, like, and just a personal example, I. Just this weekend, we have something called a market day here, mm-hmm. and I was able to purchase some grass-fed meats,
yeah.
Farm-raised, humanely raised meats from a farm called Bardo, and I was also able to get some chickens from a local person whom we know, fresh, farm-fresh chicken, eggs, not chickens, but eggs, 18-pack, you know, yeah. reasonably priced, all that kind of stuff, because, like, I have a tiny yard. I don't have a lot of property. I could do some container gardening, and
yeah.
I have plans for some of that kind of stuff.
But you move to a place where you have a community that yeah. can you can fill in the gaps.
Right.
Not yeah. one person or family is able to do everything. So when you build strong, freedom-minded, voluntarist communities, we are able to fill in the gaps and live without the government, like, spoon-feeding us everything.
Right. Exactly.
I generally agree with Nikki's sentiment. And I also love the economic concepts of division of labor and comparative advantage. And the reason I do what I do is because I can't grow my own food.
Right, right.
Nor do I have that desire. So right. I'd like to continue doing what I'm doing and then trade with people who grow their own food.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I'm at, right? I'm not actively growing my own food, but I'm getting my food from people who are.
Yeah.
Right? And instead of, you know, from the major grocery stores, you know, that kind of a thing, right? Whenever I can, it's popular in the New England area for there to be these, like, roadside stands for these farmers, right? It's like, oh, yes, this is my farm right behind me. Here's my goods, right? I would rather buy directly from the farmer themselves, even if I have to transact in USD, than I would, go to the grocery store.
Here's the conspiracy theory for you, or at least the concern, right? When food does become scarce, guess who's going to be robbing those roadside stands and confiscating the food to feed their cronies? And the bureaucrats.
Well, it's not going to be politicians because they never do anything themselves. They're lazy and cowards.
They will send the enforcers.
The cops then.
There you go.
I see.
And divvy that amongst themselves, the elite class.
Well, you know, add that to the list of reasons why farmers need to be armed.
Deal.
Agreed. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico, who's been patiently waiting. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. Have you heard that in San Francisco? Self-driving taxi now?
Sounds terrifying.
I knew that self-driving stuff was coming. I have heard that there were self-driving semis over the road type, hauling stuff that had been deployed like as sort of a beta test.
I heard they're better drivers than the people in New Mexico.
Well, I believe it. No, tell me about it. I want them here as soon as possible so the drunks we could throw in the car and send them home. Because we have a really bad DWI problem.
I don't know. See, the problem with this is technology malfunctions, so I just don't trust robots to.
Yeah, what's the self-driving car going to do when the drunk gets in the back and then, pukes all over himself and then dies? What is, because, they didn't react fast enough and get the guy to a hospital so that he didn't die.
Keep driving to the next pickup, man. It's just a statistic.
Well, maybe they could put sensors in it,
puke sensors?
Heat sensors or heart palpitation, or something like that. That's better than killing a whole family going the wrong way on the freeway because it's drunk.
It's just such a minority. That doesn't really happen as much as people might like to think, as much as the news hypes it up.
Well, I would say the same about self-driving cars, right?
They're
better drivers than humans.
So maybe I'll go into conspiracy theory territory. I also don't like the electric computerized self-driving cars because if you own one and you get put on the government bad boy list, guess whose car doesn't work anymore?
Right.
They're already starting to have it in bills that new cars are going to have kill switches that the government can use. So we're already edging that territory where your car is going to get turned off and you can't go anywhere.
I disagree that self-driving cars are better drivers. They might statistically get into, less accidents or something. I don't know.
That's a pretty good metric.
There's no evidence to prove this yet because they haven't been deployed in an actual situation.
No, they have.
Just being deployed now. So there hasn't been a long enough time for them being deployed for us to know that over the long term they're going to be able to drive.
Well, long of a term do you need? I think it's Waymo.
Even if they do, I'm waiting for one of these to just, slip on the ice, right? Yeah. There is a technique to driving on bad roadways. If you live in a place where you get winter, and I grew up in Wisconsin, I lived in Minneapolis, yes. I learned how to drive on the graveyard shift. I've experienced every kind, and you develop techniques over time on how to deal with these things that I don't believe can be programmed.
And as you're driving as a human driver along these roadways, you will see other humans off in the ditch because they didn't have that skill set.
Correct.
Or utilize those techniques.
And I imagine we're going to see the driverless cars in those same ditches.
It's quite possible. You're right. But I believe it's Waymo, and I believe it's Arizona. They have deployed the unmanned self-driving cars for some time now.
Well, she's saying taxis in San Francisco.
She is saying taxis in San Francisco. Yeah. I am saying Waymo in Arizona as far as the test case. And I think one of the reasons why you may not have heard about all the accidents is because at least in Arizona, in dry desert heat, those unmanned self-driving cars have been pretty successful at not ending up in accidents.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Okay. So the San Francisco, it's not a trial. I mean, it is an actual self-driving taxi, but they could only double park. They don't have enough technology to park in the curbs yet. So then, they just park out in the street and you get into it. And this is a full on. This is not like testing it out. This is like taking you to destinations. And I'm quite amazed that they have come this far.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they have the parking technology because a lot of cars come today that aren't even self-driving have parking assist with the cameras and whatnot. So they probably could. It's just probably less efficient to parallel park next to the curb and wait for you and you just jump out and get in your taxi.
I live in New Mexico with our drunk drivers and the way that they run red lights and speed and everything and drag race here, I trade in any robot computer driving car over any people driving from here. Believe me. They drive like nuts.
So this
I'm surprised that I haven't died already from a car.
This is from TechCrunch. Cruise, that's the name of the company, can finally charge for driverless robot taxi rides in San Francisco. Cruise, the autonomous vehicle unit of General Motors, has finally been given the green light, no pun intended, to start charging fares. The California Public Utilities Commission voted Thursday, this article's 3 days old, to award Cruise with a driverless deployment permit. The final hurdle the company needed to jump to begin operating was, just getting the permit. Of course, can't do anything without the government permit. It will be operating its passenger service at a maximum speed of 30 miles per hour between the hours of 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. on select streets in San Francisco, adding another 1.5 hours to its current service. The company will need additional state regulatory approval to charge members, blah, 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 blah. So
regardless of the state interference, that means that they have been doing something similar, right, and testing it out already, and it is now more ready for this increase in activity.
So they say it's the graveyard shift, basically, is what they're operating.
It's a good time. You don't want to be testing it out during rush hour, right?
Why not?
Because it's not ready for that yet, right?
Well, it sounds like it doesn't work then.
It doesn't work to that extent, but it works enough for graveyard, which is, you know, and then you improve the technology, and it gets better, and then you run the tests, right, and you troubleshoot it, look at the statistics, analyze the data.
Go ahead, sir.
So I do think you think that going the wrong way and killing families is a rare thing? That's not a rare thing in New Mexico. You know what I mean? You think I'm just making it up? That happens quite often here in New Mexico. They're thinking of putting in some sensors that alert the police if they're all going on the, because they have those sensors in Arizona. When they enter the drunks going the wrong way, they go onto the exit as an entrance if they're still drunk. That happens quite a bit in New Mexico, and it's quite comical.
Isn't it illegal to drive drunk in New Mexico already? I believe it is.
It's illegal, but they do it all the time anyway because you have 28 drunk driving. They don't put them in jail here. It's illegal, but they don't.
Thanks, Sarah. We appreciate the call. We're out of time. If you missed any part of the show, check us out at freetalklive.com. Thanks, everyone. Peace.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.